Hello, we are Marty and Ariadna.
And this is another episode of Harp Tales, Stories from Behind Our Strings.
And this is part two of Marketing and Branding.
The sequel. Yes. That nobody asked for.
Well, except for life, ask for that. But before we get into it, what is your favorite harp happening from the past 2 weeks?
We had a couple of exciting things going on. I'd say in our personal harp happenings, we had a bridal expo. That was exciting. I got to spend a whole day with my favorite harpist that isn't me. So this is a very joyous harp occurrence. How about you?
I really enjoyed that. And then we also had our first potluck programming recital. That was really fun. Those were probably my favorite. But then I also had a really beautiful moment yesterday when I was subbing for somebody at like a tea where I was playing, and this lady came over and she was just happened to be like at the hotel for a wedding. But she was an opera singer, and we did like this really beautiful like impromptu Ave Maria where I like played and she sang. It was just like really wholesome and surprising, you know? You don't meet a lot of like random opera singers in the wild, just like ready to go.
True. No, that's really impressive. Yeah. Okay, well, that is a very harpy harp happening.
What and you know I what I was so happy about?
What?
I have this book. I wish I knew who arranged it. I could find it on my iPad to give this woman proper credit, but the complete Ave Maria book. And when I bought it, I was like, this is so overkill. Like, I really don't need all of them. I could probably do my own arrangement. And there's like, you know, 10 or something, like a crazy amount of different Ave Marias and different keys, like for pet and lover. I'm so glad that I've had it, because let me tell you, I've used that book so many times since I bought it. I don't even think I bought it a year ago. And I've used that over and over.
Okay, interesting. I guess maybe with purchase of this book, you unlock moments where it's necessary. Because I'm sure before you had this book, you were doing just fine without it. Not to discredit the loveliness of this article, but
no, it was an article. It was like a harp column.
Yeah,
download.
I meant like the article, like this, you know, like a more nebulous, not like a literal. But it's besides the point.
Well, if you want some more Ave Maria moments in your life, go to Harp Column and download the complete Ave Maria, and it'll just start finding you.
It'll come to you when you least
the
expect
Ave Marias
it.
Will appear. Yes,
in like a knight in shining armor, this book will manifest at the right moment. So you
would
can
I say it's like a knight in shining. You know, I would say it's like a sparkly little fairy that just like sprinkles little Ave Maria dust all over your harp journey.
I love that for it. I really do.
I'll send it. I'll encourage you to buy it.
That's right. We don't condone sharing intellectual property after purchase.
That is correct.
You should go buy it yourself so that the rightful author gets full credit and compensation for their hard work.
Even though we are best friends, we never, ever, ever share any kind of she music with one another. Even though we share like a business and we share like studio space,
I
never, ever, ever... would send,
and this is where we draw the line. Copyright infringement, we take
we're
very,
very passionate
seriously.
About that. Anyway, I would like to continue to our next topic, which is marketing and what we've been up to. The first thing that I would like to... We have a lot of things to cover today and in no particular order, so I'm just going to start wherever I want, and that is we're renaming potluck programming.
When you first brought that up to me, I was so heartbroken because I love a good alliterative sequence.
We can find another one, but the reason why
it's so
is because it doesn't say anything about harp. It makes you think of a potluck, which like sometimes potlucks are
potlucks.
Good.
I love potlucks. What do you have against potlucks, dog?
I'm going to tell you what I have against potlucks. It sounds like, potlucks are so hit or miss. It's either like so delicious or like everything has raisins, it's all cold, it's not good food, it's terrible, maybe you get sick afterwards, it's just a bad time.
Listen,
or it's like pretty
like
good, but like
skill issue.
You never know.
Go to bad potlucks.
You go to a potluck, you never know where that food is made. You never know if it's good.
Okay,
you never know. Like potlucks are
take.
Like, okay, what's your hot take?
Don't go to potlucks where you don't trust the kitchen where some of the stuff might be prepared.
Do you know what a potluck is?
I know you have,
go to potlucks where you know the kitchen of every person.
If I'm throwing a potluck, I invite people whose culinary like standards
would not violate. I want to know. When's the last time you did this?
I mean, I guess I do like a Friendsgiving. That's kind of like a potluck, but on a holiday.
When was that?
What do you mean on Thanksgiving?
When? Was I invited?
No, you were in Texas.
Okay.
I remember I spent an entire week waxing poetically about how you once again have left me here in the armpit of the United States. And I'm just on my lonesome.
We actually love Miami and we've never said anything negative about living here. She was referring to something else as being the armpit of the United States.
We should start having a lie counter going for this episode.
Nothing we're saying today is lies.
All truth.
All truth here. But I would like to just say I don't think that it makes any sense for the harp concert to be called potluck programming anymore.
I think we can call it whatever we want. What do you want to call it then? A harpathon? Harpy
hour? No, because I don't want to do this for 28.
Somebody else is already doing.
If we did a harpathon, it would have to be like what 28 hours long. Would it have to be like really long?
We could, you know, there's like those Twitch streamers that they'll stream for like the whole day. We could
do that.
You want to play the harp for 24 hours? That sounds like hell. Let's not do it.
We would have to have like people like come in and like leave us so that we can like go eat some lasagna and like drink some 5 hour energy and come back.
This is the vision I have. So we're playing the harp for like 24 hours, and every once in a while the homies will send in like a little wagon.
We are the homies.
Your homie, who also lives in this house, can send in a little wagon with like lasagna in it, and they'll just like push it like through the door, and it'll come in on like squeaky little wheels. And then we have a lasagna break, and we get back to it.
You know what? We should pay men dressed up like large rats to, like, come in and, like, feed us, but, like, while we play. But, like, with no context.
And when we put it on, like, Craigslist?
No.
What do you make a listing for that?
You know, like, probably those same people that, like, you can hire, like, a beautiful lamp woman would probably be able to find some nice rat men.
I trust the lamp women more than I trust the rat men. I have seen the rat men on Instagram, and I don't trust them.
Who is the rat man on Instagram?
There is, like, this, like, genre.
This is so off topic. I am pulling us back towards where we need to be, which is alliterative harp names that aren't Harpy Hour, because that's already taken, even though it's so cute. But we could do the Darling Duo dynamic.
That's bad.
Duo.
Dynamic duo.
Hold on, let me think about this.
Dastardly duo. Devious.
It has to, like, make sense. It has to have harp in it.
It has to have harp, so it has to be all H sounds then.
No, let's really, like, think about this. Let's say we are Harp Tales, Stories, Fine Strings. That's okay. Our branding. And we also really like iguanas.
Okay, petition. This is something I really wanted to do for the potluck programming that Marty did not want to do, and that is wear iguana onesies while we play the harp. And okay. I really think we should have done that.
Okay. They were hideous.
That's
and
the point.
And I was down to do something, but like all the ones that you sent looked like so hot and terrible.
What? They were not hot.
They weren't hot like sexy. They were hot like you're gonna get so sweaty and melt.
Okay, well, we could run the AC.
We can't. We turned the AC off because it's so loud in my house.
I still think we should have worn the iguana.
We're gonna rethink potluck programming. Maybe this is a... Coming up with names is hard.
Is the moral of the story.
I liked potluck programming. I just don't think it makes any sense anymore. I think that should be like a theme that we do sometime. Like, we do potluck programming, and every few concerts, and then we let people choose, and we're like, we're doing another potluck programming style concert, and then some concerts we just program whatever we want.
Oh, so you want to take the power away from the people is what I'm hearing.
I think that the people should have the power until I'm tired of them having the power.
It's very un-American of you.
No, it's very American, because some days I just want to do like I want to play like all Fall Out Boy, and I feel like you're gonna help me with that. I feel like you're gonna respect that. I do respect that. Here's a thought. Have you considered just anonymously dropping Fallout Boy requests without telling me?
Ariadna, I came this close to getting on our, to anonymously.
What, and requesting Reverie, specifically Marty's no, version?
I was going to request a bunch of stuff, but you were so stressed out that I knew that if I did that, you'd kill me. And so I didn't. But I had, like, quite a few songs I was going to, do Rap God, actually. You would have done like a sick arrangement.
If and you requested Rap God, I would have known it was going to be. I would have known it was you immediately.
No, you would not.
Yes, I would have.
Everybody wants this.
You're the only person.
This is why I have to take the power away from the people, because everybody wants this.
It's just you.
It would just be like so satisfying. Like, I know how I would do it. Like, I would do this really nice, like, 2-3-1, 2-3-1-2, like
would
trill.
It feel like spaghetti beneath your fingers?
Kinda, yeah. It kinda would feel like that. Anyway.
Okay, anyway, if you guys have suggestions for what to rename Potluck Programming to, we will happily take them, because we're not good at this.
We are very good at this, but, like, you know what? Let's talk about branding now, because last time we were on here, me and Ariadna had this chat where we somehow agreed that we were going to brand as Gollum. And we're not doing that. We're revisiting that. Look, and you know what? We kind of did look like Schmeagle in in our Potluck Programming.
We did. And we posted, and our best reel from Potluck Programming was
so
us
far.
Looking like Schmeagle.
So far. We've only posted two. Best reel so far. And yeah, we did look like Schmeagle in that one. But, like, here's the deal. We are
also, I would like to say, one of the reel that we did that looks like we are also Schmeagle in the car rising from the dead. That one is like had like 3,000 views on it. It had no business having that many views, but that's Schmeagle core. Like, I'm sorry, but I think we have to do it.
No. Listen, because then, like, the reason why isn't because I don't respect the Schmeagle hustle. I think we'll be doing some Schmeagle shenanigans, but I don't think that it's smart to brand completely as that, because, like, we have so many brands that we're working on right now that, like, if we have to do all of our Schmeagle stuff and then we have to do another branding, like another concert where we brand as, like, elegant people who play the harp, that's just like a stupid amount of time.
No.
Where we could just brand once and for all in a way that is, like, works for both of our brands, our wedding business.
I really do.
And for this.
I respect the desire to double dip. I do believe in double dipping. I truly. However, I think that we should run an Instagram poll and we should let the people decide if we should continue along with Schmeagle core or try
to
do something
some
more.
Schmeagle core. Some.
I think we should do, like, 75% Schmeagle core on this account.
Okay, I think everything that isn't like us playing the harp can be Schmeagle core. But, like, for our concerts and stuff, it makes no sense for us to do, like, all of this stuff and then, like, all of these concerts where we're doing the microphones and we're doing the...
I would like to propose a deal. What if for every one concert we do an iguana onesies, we do three as normal people?
The iguana onesies you picked were horrible. I'm sorry.
It's not like there are better ones on the market. Everything about that concept
is... No, they were bad. Listen, I'm thinking about this extensively and I had... Originally, you wanted to do it in, like, Victorian nightgowns.
I did. I wanted to look like little ghost children.
And that one, I respect a little bit more. Like, the pajama one,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, pajama party. I think it's fun to do a harp pajama party. I would love to do that because I would really alleviate wardrobe restrictions.
I don't know. Like, no, you're missing the point. The point is that we need content for our other accounts, plural, accounts.
What do you mean plural? There's just two.
We have two accounts, but then, like, let's say, what if you had a client that you were talking to that found you on your personal Instagram account, and then, like, they were like, oh, can I see some duo videos, and they wanted to hear a specific song, and we had done it, and then they were like, oh, I would love to send you this song, but I can't, because I'm wearing an iguana onesie for no fucking reason, like... Why?
Like, there's such an easy solution is that I strip all the audio and just put it all on SoundCloud. No worries about visual. They can just listen to it on SoundCloud.
That's the stupidest thing. I'm sorry. I love you. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, let's just make our lives simple. And you're like, no. Let's overcomplicate everything for the sake of, like,
no, actually, I think you're overcomplicating it, because, like, here's the thing. If someone wants to see us, we just put them in the Miami Harp duo. If they, like, have, like, a weirdly specific song that they want to hear that we just happen to have recorded in iguana costumes, screw it. I'm going to upload the audio onto SoundCloud and just send that to them. This
literally makes no sense.
It's not like we're going to look different.
We're trying to get on a regular reel schedule on both of our Instagram accounts. And, like, for the one that is the Miami Harp duo account, it's to get, like, you know, we're going to be trying to interact with, like, planners. We're going to be trying to interact with, like, venues and clients.
It's true.
And so we need to be doing this regularly. And if regularly, instead of taking normal content, we're, like, taking content of us in iguana costumes, it's going to be more we're going to have to do two different, like, filming sessions every month.
But look, here's the same thing. If we're going to use the same style of video for both Miami Harp Duo and Harp Tales, why bother having two separate accounts is my thing.
Because one...
No, but I mean to say, like, here's the thing.
What?
We spent the entire, like, last episode talking about how it's important to have a consistent, like, image and kind of aesthetics to differentiate between brands. If we're going to have this white curtain backdrop be for both accounts, what's to stop people from conflating one account with the other?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like... It's really going to confuse the public because only we have white curtains.
It could confuse and befuddle the masses is all I'm saying.
Okay, what about this? Okay. I will come to a compromise with you. This is my compromise.
Okay.
How about in the future, on our next online concert, we have two halves? And the first half, we wear nice clothes. And the second half...
Okay, I concur. I like that plan.
I guess we put on stupid iguana pajamas because that's going to... Like, I don't want to yuck your yum. I want you to be joyful.
I guarantee you that the iguana pajamas are going to do numbers. They're going to take us to new heights. We're going to get so much viewership from that alone. Like, no one's going to give a shit if we're just wearing gowns or whatever.
I don't want to wear footy pajamas.
We can cut the feet off for you if you like.
No, I would hate that texture. I just don't want footy pajamas because they
get so dirty.
I just told
you we can cut the feet off.
I don't want the texture of, like, a cut off, like, felt.
I'll hem it for you. Jesus.
So, branding, we are going to find a happy medium. But the biggest thing from what I've learned in my own work and just from what I'm learning is that the biggest thing is, like, consistency. And I don't think it's uncommon for people to have multiple Instagram accounts. So I don't think anyone's going to be like, this account is for, like, a different audience. This is for people who are really interested in the harp, or they just like to hear us talk or whatever.
I'd say this is a harp account mostly for other harpists.
It's mostly for other harpists. Yeah. And then our Miami Harp Duo account is, the goal with that is not really to have a lot of followers, it's just to, like, reach clients.
Yeah.
And so we need to, like, really be considerate of, like, you know, just, like, what they're going to be looking for, which obviously is not iguana onesies, most likely.
Correct.
So but we have to be, like, consistent, because I've, like, my understanding is, like, and I've done this in my own work, like, if I get to go to somebody's account and I see that they have only have, like, 7 posts and none of them are recent, I'm like, oh, like, they don't really do this.
Okay, well, the other thing I was going to say, and I feel like this is something that is proven by your own personal journey as, like, a freelancer, it's open houses and reaching out to venues and working with them directly. I think we really need to start doing that with the duo account. Like, we need to start reaching out to...
that, and, like, connecting with planners is a big one, but I really think
so much of
it. And doing shows,
because I feel like a lot of client outreach happens in person.
But then the other thing about, like, the potluck programming that is going to be named something other than potluck programming is that it would be really nice if we could advertise that on our Miami Harp Duo account so that potential clients and brides could just listen to us live, and then, like, they could throw in their own, like, oh, this is what we want to hear from my wedding. And then if we're like, oh, this is the part where we dress up like iguanas, they're gonna be like, what are you doing?
I think that makes us more whimsical and likable, and you know what?
Okay, like, everyone probably thinks that we're already, like, weird about the iguana. They're like, oh, this is really quirky, like, I like the iguana thing, and then, like, they're gonna think that we're, like, furries or something.
Iguanas don't have fur, therefore we cannot be furries.
Is that actually how that works?
Yeah, they're called scalies.
Stop it. Why do you know that? Is that true?
No, but look, it's for a good cause. We can say for every... We put on the... Look, I can see it already. We put on the iguana costumes and we say, like, all right, chat, please donate $1 to our stream so that we can go help the poor lizards that are being prosecuted on these lands.
Prosecuted? You mean persecuted. Prosecuted means that you're going to jail.
I'm so tired. But yes, you are right.
Okay. This is so delirious. Listen, I'm going to pull this back. Let's talk about some of the marketing things that we've done recently that have gone really well, that have nothing to do... This is more serious.
Serious business. Okay. Instagram advertising.
Okay.
Does it work? Is it worth your money?
Okay. I'm going to go over the pros and cons because we decided to run an ad. And the first thing I want to tell people is... It might take a while for your payment to process, so don't just click pay multiple times like I did.
Because we have unfortunately spent an exorbitant sum on Instagram ads.
I accidentally spent quite a bit more than I had intended
It wasn't that bad.
I put like $120 and I only meant to do like 60. No, I like almost $200 because of taxes.
They tax that?
Yeah, they tax that.
Okay.
Anyway, so
it's
like
a write-off, click though, it, so it's okay.
Click it and then see if it charged your card and then click it again. So now we have to run another ad, and I was like, oh, well, maybe I can just like put this and like, since it's all through my Meta account, maybe I can just like run it through one of my other accounts if we don't want to like advertise another one of our own reels or we want to do
one. We are advertising again.
But this is what we learned from that, is that
it helps. Works.
Like, there's ways to make it more specific too, like, but we just did like whatever their recommended audience was. And I am glad that we did it because when we first started this account, we really hadn't posted very much on this. And then we really didn't have very many followers. And I know this sounds stupid. And when I say not very many followers, I think we had like 30. And then we were about to
like,
do...
Yeah, it was like 37 or something like that.
And so we were about to do this wedding expo. And I thought it would look kind of weird if we were like pushing people towards an Instagram account that didn't even have 100 followers. It just doesn't look like a real account to me.
Yeah, no, for
and
sure.
And so now we only have like 300. But I felt like that looks like if I was like, oh, look at this vendor's account. They have 30 followers versus like 300.
300, it's a little better. No, it was definitely, I do think it was worth it. In the sense of like, did we get any leads from it?
No,
not yet. But we did get some followers, which was a good thing to, I think, establish legitimacy.
Well, I think that and like regular postings, but.
Regular posting. But long story short, if you feel like you need some extra followers, you should do an Instagram ad. Now, I do feel like on the next cycle we run, we should try to have a more specific like call to action of something along the lines of available for booking.
Oh, or now. We could do like potluck programming.
Oh, wait, actually, that's not a bad thought.
But like probably... Probably something a little different. Like, we're like, we have this online concert that you should come to, and then we're advertising on both of our accounts for the same nice program that we're doing where we're not going to dress up like scalies and traumatize
the public. First of all, we're not going to dress up like scalies. Wearing an iguana pajama is totally different from pretending to be an iguana.
What? I really would love the public's opinion on this. Should we dress up like iguanas?
Doing a poll. I think we should do it.
If you were telling me that you wanted us to like dress up like Schmeagle, I feel like I'd be more down.
Literally, why is that more attractive to you than an iguana?
I like Schmeagle better than iguanas. I do.
And blasphemy?
I think he's a more compelling character than most iguanas I've ever met.
Iguanas aren't characters. They're creatures.
Okay, Schmeagle is a very, very well-rounded, in-depth character. I'm sorry. He's fascinating. And you know what? Kind of relatable, okay?
I thought you were going to say, like, kind of hot, and I was about to be like...
Oh, my God.
Bruh.
Shove you. No, he's not.
You were really just, like, buttering him up there for a moment. I got nervous.
I don't think he's a good character, but I think he's relatable in that, like, I just think there's a little bit of Schmeagle in all of us, okay?
That's why I'm saying we should really go full Schmeagle core.
No.
We just talked about how much what would we even him.
Wear for that?
Millennial gray.
He didn't wear any clothes. He wears like a loincloth and has like 3 strands of hair.
So you, but you want to wear loincloths? I think we'd get banned from the internet if we did that.
Oh my gosh. Let's be for real. And I think that what we should do is we should maybe put like some nice lighting and just keep it really simple. Have our harps, nice elegant dresses. They don't have to be super formal, but just kind of like nice, no, yeah, elegant dresses.
Okay, so you're saying you want our next Instagram ad to be advertising public programming.
Yeah, but we call it something else.
Okay, what would you call it?
Oh my god.
We literally just did this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, America. No, I didn't mean that.
Okay.
Okay, we're groundhogging this.
Let's now circle back to, I think that I'm glad that we did that Instagram advertisement just because, like, we
had done before.
And, like, the next time, yes, I think we should advertise that we have this concert.
And I also will say, I think regarding just in general online ads, I've had several mm-hmm. people confirm, like, using Facebook ads to get, like, students and things like that. So I do think that there is some merit in paid advertising.
I've heard that the best way to do that, or, like, we're going to get to this, but we also did this expo, and I heard that the best way to kind of, like, because expos are very much, like, they're a little scary because they're mm-hmm. really expensive, and you never know who's going to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard that there's some people who pay, like, a small amount for a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad, but they do it, like, only to people, like, in their city. You can, like, target people in your city
mm-hmm.
and maybe even somehow, like, target it to people who are, like, newly engaged
mm-hmm.
so that then people come specifically to see you.
See you at the expo, yeah. Which, I guess, the next topic is the expo yeah. that we did, which...
We have a history, which...
Yes. But I feel like we should preface this with what an expo is, because we didn't really yeah. know what these were until a few years ago.
I did. I knew what they were.
Really?
Yes.
But your entire life, you were born knowing what an expo was.
I was, yes.
That's actually crazy, because I didn't know about these until you suggested that we should do one.
Okay.
But a wedding expo is, like, literally, some mm-hmm. kind of company will rent out a giant convention center and set up a bunch of booths that they then sell at ridiculous prices sometimes to wedding vendors.
Yeah.
And it's basically a giant convention for brides or
planners,
just event mm-hmm. people to kind of come and see what services people are offering. It can be anything from, you know, music, DJs, photography, florals, vacations. Sometimes
nannies
you see,
for
like,
the elderly. That was really cool.
You see, like, realtors sometimes,
realtors,
dance
that,
classes.
Yeah.
I remember that first expo we did. Didn't they have, like, strippers or something for, like, bachelorette parties?
Yeah, they did. I forgot about that.
That was wild.
I did one once where they had, like, a this really, like, cool man who made, like, wire art of your dog.
That
and
is...
he was like, I'll come to your reception for, like, this price. I'm like, make everybody's dog. It was really cool.
Huh. The point is, anything can be sold to people.
Tarot readings once, like, I guess. I don't know why.
To see how fortuitous to, like, your union will be.
That's what I was thinking. Like, what? I don't know. But, like, to, like, sit at your reception and give everyone...
Yeah, or, like, flash tattoos. Like, basically, yeah, like, anything you can think of. Like, somehow someone's going to find a way to try to convince you that you need it at your wedding.
Yes.
So we went recently. That was, like, our second time as a duo. Mm-hmm. We've both gone individually as well, and then the very first one we did together.
Yeah.
And the first time we did it, we got a couple of weddings from it, but not as many as we could have. And upon reflection, we reflected a lot this summer as we were preparing.
Yes.
And we'll talk about where we think we erred, I guess, and where we think we did improvements.
So I think for that first wedding expo, we were kind of new-ish to, like, because we weren't new to the wedding industry or, like, playing in weddings, but we were new to marketing ourselves and, like, booking our own weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've both been doing weddings since we were, like, what, 18? But most of those weddings were, like, from contractors or from somebody else that set it up, or maybe they were just, like, kind of simple. They weren't, like,
yeah, like, this is my
big of a wedding
friend who's,
yeah,
like, you
something
know.
Like that. And so then,
kind of when we both graduated with our master's degrees, it was kind of time to like figure out our own direction. And so I think that that's right when we were like, let's just do this wedding expo. And I think people really loved our dresses. Like, they loved the matching dresses. And I, you know what? People have told me that they don't think harp duo is going to do very well, because why would you need two harps? And also, like, people are just going to want, like, one harp. Why would people want that? But the feedback from both of the wedding expos that we've done and every wedding we've ever done together, which is quite a few, that they love two harps people together. Like it. People really love it.
I will say, though, mm-hmm. That might be, like, a feature unique to Miami specifically, because everything down here is so hyper-visually driven that the aesthetic value of the instrument, I feel like, almost exceeds the musical offerings that it has.
That is an insane thing to say as a harpist.
It is an insane thing, but, like, think about how many weddings, like, you've done here.
Yeah.
Like, specifically in this area that are, they just care about the look. I mean, one of the first weddings we did together, they didn't even have us play for some of it. They just, like, had, like, a random harp soundtrack, and they were like, okay, you guys just need to sit there and look cute.
Yeah.
Like, that has legitimately happened.
We were really upset about that,
It was so stupid. It was so dumb.
Because we really, like, could have done something pretty magical with that
wedding. Yeah. But I think that's the truth. Like, people like the idea of being, like, flanked down the aisle by, like, a couple of harps.
I think that's true, and I also think that people like that we do, like, the matching dresses, and we have the harps, and we have, like, this whole, like, vibe where it's just, like, we're very... I think people also really love that, like, we're both so passionate about it together.
Yeah.
And I think that's a little contagious, and I think it's evident, because we get so excited when we're talking to people.
We do get excited about it, yeah. But the point is there is a market for it down here, mm-hmm. and... if you can bamboozle someone into getting a dude to, like, make a wire sculpture of your dog.
That's actually the coolest thing. That was really cool.
It was really cool.
I would have that at my wedding.
All right.
I'm sorry. That's so cute.
It is cute, but it's just, like, an odd thing. It's like...
You're telling me that if you went to somebody's wedding and then you weren't expecting it, and then some guy was like, you want Pushkin? You wouldn't be like, this is delightful?
I'd be like, what would I do with this?
You hang it in your car. You could, like...
Also, they're small. They're not, like, big.
They're small. No, it's not, like... life size. They're, like, small.
I was just, like, making, like, life size dog sculptures. I was like,
that would take hours. No, there were just these, like, precious little... Anyway,
the point is, you can sell anything. And if he can sell wire dogs, we can sell two harps.
The wire dogs sold themselves. I bet that guy's, like, so crazy busy. But you're missing the point. I'm missing the point. Which is, yes... we are selling two harps. But I think that we didn't really go in with a plan. We just kind of, like, collected a bunch of emails. And
we almost, like, didn't do the expo because you were sick. And it was just everything around that expo was just insane.
That's true. But I think that a lot of that also, we didn't really have a plan what to do when we got the leads.
Yeah.
We were just like, we'll send them an email. Mm-hmm. And then I did another expo by myself, and kind of the same thing happened. Like, I sent everybody, like, this really beautiful email when I was done, but, like, every single vendor in the whole place is also sending me these, like, really beautiful emails.
Yeah.
And I think people just get super overwhelmed, but each time we did connect with other vendors, and that mm-hmm. was really good.
Yeah. I'll say this time we did try something different. Okay, to be fair, we studied. We did a little bit of homework before we pulled up this year, and we came across some woman just talking about how your goal at the expo isn't necessarily to get the leads, because you're automatically given a lead list after the expo. So your job when you're in your booth isn't to just, like, collect people's contact info, because you'll be getting that regardless. Mm-hmm. It's to get them to book consultations with you.
Yeah.
Which we did do. And that, I felt...
we feel more optimistic.
We're not going to say something like, oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner, everyone should do this. Like, this will, like, change your life. But
We're
more optimistic because I think... yeah. I think it helps, one, mm-hmm. for them to remember you, and you to remember them, and then you have an appointment with them, and so when you send them an email, it's not just, like, a random generic, like, aha, so nice to meet you at this expo, like, remember me and my services, would you like to buy them? It's kind of like, hey, like,
We have this exciting thing.
We have this appointment. Yeah. So excited to talk more with you. Yeah. Meet me or there or be square.
And then that feels like more authentic because the other things that we were seeing online were that some people were trying to get them to book on the spot at the expo. They were saying, like, we have this awesome deal you only get right now at this expo and you have to book right now, like pressure. And that just did not feel like authentic at all.
Yeah, that makes me feel like, I don't know, like I should whip out my little like mustache and monocle and a cape and just be like, I also offer a free sample of snake oil once you complete your booking.
It's just like, you know, it's just like, yeah, I want people to really love what we do and I don't want them to feel like pressured into buying
like immediately. But in the also the other thing is like some of these brides, like they're coming in and their weddings aren't until 2027.
Yeah.
How can you get someone to book a service when they don't even have a date? They just know it's going to be around this year.
Well, I talked to somebody at the expo who had that selling philosophy, which I totally respect. But he said that he doesn't talk to people. If they say that they don't have a date, he like will not talk to them.
Which I guess that's fair. But,
it's totally fair.
But I do feel like about half of your leads are going to be people without a date yet.
Well, are those even leads then? That's the thing.
Yeah,
because he's kind of right, because like we were there and like we had a great time. We were like chatting it up, like we talked like the whole time. We had a great time, we made friends, like we were doing, but we're not really there to make friends and socialize,
right?
You know, he was kind of
like, he's right, but how can you filter that out? And then how can you gauge, like, because okay, like some of these booths, depending on how big it is, it can be like $2,000 for a booth at these places.
Yeah, so like, they were getting like double booths.
Yeah, so like how can you gauge whether or not the expo is going to be worth it if, let's say, like half of the leads don't have a wedding date?
I've heard that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to ask how many brides come through, not how many people, because each bride brings, like, you know, she brings all of her friends and they bring their mom and they bring their planner.
Yeah.
So you gauge it like that. You ask like how many people have already signed up for this before you sign up.
Interesting.
I feel like wedding expos are like their own thing, and that's what I was not expecting when I got into the whole marketing side of things, is that like expos, I thought they were going to be kind of like easy and make sense and be like, you do it and then you get all of these jobs, but it kind of like seems like they're their own beast, like their own like dragon to slay. Not that I'd ever slay a dragon. I love dragons.
No, for sure. It's definitely, I think it's a lot of follow-up work. Like I think we just received like the full lead list, so we're gonna have to sit down and figure out how we're going to
word our emails and like,
and it's not just one email. We have to email them like once a week and be
no,
like,
no, you're only supposed to do it like twice
a month. Oh, you're right, twice a month. Yeah. We're not allowed to email them
more than that. Yeah,
that's the other thing. They don't let you email them.
You have to like sign all these waivers and stuff. So like, but you email them like once a month or just to, like, stay on people's radars and all that stuff.
Yeah. So we have to come up with, like, basically newsletters for these expo goers, so to speak.
Which we have, like, enough stuff going on in our HARP lives that we can have beautiful newsletters. But that maybe wasn't... Sign up for our newsletter, everyone.
We don't have one yet. But that newsletter is going to be specific for, like, wedding folks, so...
Well, we could add in stuff.
Sure.
It's our newsletter. Put whatever we want in it.
But yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with that. Full debrief, I guess, on the success of the expo. I guess we will let y'all know.
6 months from now?
6 months from now and see, like, was it really worth it?
Yeah.
Because if it was, we might do another one.
Yeah. They're fun.
They're really fun. Enjoyable. It's very much, it's like a field trip. Or like...
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about decorating. Because, the first expo we did, we didn't put that much thought into decor.
Yeah.
And we put the table in front of the harps and I thought that was a mistake. And this time I liked our booth more, but next time I want it to look different.
I do as well. Yeah. I think we can do better. Like, we're slowly improving. I think our fatal blow this time was we got really just doo-doo chiffon curtains to hang off equally doo-doo metal arch.
Yeah,
it
smelled bad.
It smelled strange. We couldn't get the wrinkles out no matter what we did, and it was a little questionable. I'm not gonna lie. Our table was fire, though. Our table looked good.
Our table looked
really
good.
The frame displays that we had were really great. I'm really proud of myself with those. and our business cards were slayful as always.
Our business cards are pretty sick. Yeah,
yeah, we have great business cards. And then that $3 Aldi rug was honestly,
yeah, we went there and then, like, it was like garage floor and we forgot our rug and I was just like, I'm gonna run to Aldi's and see what they have, and they ended up having a pretty great rug for like $3.99. It worked.
It worked. It was really, it was just like the right pop of color for the booth.
So that, I think, was worth it. So our biggest plans, marketing-wise, truly, like, our marketing plan is the following. Number one, finish all the wonderful consultations that we have with all of the beautiful, wonderful people we met at the expo. And then just make sure that we're on a consistent posting schedule. And yes, make pretty reels of us not dressed up like iguanas for people to listen to and enjoy. And then in addition to just videos of us playing the harp, I think we also need videos that are a little bit more educational, where we're talking about, like, why should you hire a harp duo? Because we don't have anything like that. And I think
I think we should. I think those are good ones. Like, why hire a harp duo? Or, like, what does hiring a harp duo look like? You know?
Yeah. Like,
stuff like that.
Or, wedding, like, what is your... what kind of music can you play? Anything.
Yeah.
Or what, but, like, you know, people don't know that. People might think that we only play certain types of music.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, like, stuff like that. So I think we need to be posting, like, at least 3 times a week. And I think one of those should be, like, a really nice video of us playing. And then another one should be something a little bit, the other two, I guess, should be something a little bit more educational. Do you have anything to add? Would you rather do 2 of us playing and one that's a little more
I think it'll just kind of depend on how much, you know, content we can produce. But I think
that
way,
if we do
plan,
like, the potluck programming where we look nice, then we can do that, like, on each of our accounts.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
And then, like, because this is a lot of work.
Yeah, no, I think that's good going forward. So our plan is just to kind of be a little bit more consistent. I think we've come a long way with, like, having an actual space to make semi-acceptable content. Yeah. So we don't have to, like, constantly be out on the move trying to find spots to film.
Oh, that's the other part of the marketing plan for this month, is that we need to do our more videos. We're going to do long-form videos, YouTube videos.
We're going to try to do that. Yeah.
Just no promises.
Because no promises. In the plans. But it is in the books. So keep an eye out for our activities. And once again, please let us know if you have any thoughts on what we should rename potluck programming to, and if you think we should wear iguana onesies once a month.
Disclaimer now at the end. We just want everyone to know that we're not, like, giving super hard advice here. It's more just, like, watch us try things.
Yeah.
And if they work, take it.
And if they don't work for you, like, that's not our fault. Now you decided to do that. Much like it was our fault that we have a little bit of extra Instagram money.
Indeed.
Anyways.
Anyway, good night, America.
Good night, America. It's been a pleasure. And this time, we're heading out.